U.S. Army Special Forces in Afghanistan are about to take on a new mission. In the next month, more than 100 Green Berets will begin putting together a new Afghan National Army. American officials say there will be no need for an international peacekeeping force if an Afghan army is able to provide security in the country and patrol the borders. What's not clear is how long it will take to assemble the new army and who will provide security in the meantime. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Bush administration officials have long made it known they don't want to see the U.S. military bogged down in peacekeeping missions. The U.S. role in Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said again yesterday, is limited to the pursuit of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The work of bringing security, law, and order to the country, Rumsfeld says, should go to an Afghan National Army, police, and border patrol.
Our hope is that while we're there chasing down the remaining al-Qaeda and Taliban, that the government forces will be sufficient to create an environment that permits humanitarian assistance and internally displaced people to come back and go to their homes.
Rumsfeld was announcing the organization of a U.S.-directed Afghan Army training program. U.S. Army Green Beret soldiers will begin training basic soldier skills on an individual level and then move to group training at the squad, platoon, company, and battalion levels. The first units going through the training will finish in about 18 months. Leaders of the interim Afghan government applaud the plan. They also wonder who will maintain law and order in their country in the meantime. Ali Jalali, a former Afghan Army colonel, recently returned to Afghanistan after living in exile for nearly 20 years. He says an Afghan National Army will do a better job of providing security in the country than a foreign force, but only after it's organized.
In that case, the Afghan government will have more flexibility in dealing with the security problems around the country. However, it will take some time for that army to be created. Many people in Afghanistan believe that until that capacity is established, the international community should provide security to Afghanistan.
Jalali, who's written extensively on Afghan military history, says the problem is that for all the weapons in the country and all the fighting that has taken place there, Afghanistan does not have anything like a regular military or a trained officer corps.
During the past 20 years, the military trade has been deprofessionalized in Afghanistan. People who are carrying arms in the country, they are not professional soldiers. And combat action is not only killing people. Even the Northern Alliance militia is not a professional army. It's a partisan militia which actually has allegiance to one faction.
A critical issue is whether the various warlords now in charge of their own portions of Afghanistan will agree to give up their individual militia forces and support a genuinely national army. Secretary Rumsfeld himself is not sure how long this will take.
One would think that at some point that they'll decide that it's in their interest to have a national army and military and border and police rather than simply various provinces having their own military forces. What will ultimately happen in that regard, it's hard to know.
In fact, Rumsfeld left the door open to the possibility that the United States will pull out of Afghanistan, regardless of whether security there has been reestablished. The United States would like to see a strong Afghan army, he said, but would not necessarily wait for the creation of that army before drawing down its own forces in the country. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.